I'm Phil Nee in for Todd Coppernall this morning. And in the news, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported on Tuesday morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a juvenile that fell out of a moving vehicle on private property. The Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Iowa County Deputy and University of Wisconsin MedFlight responded to the scene. The juvenile was transported to the hospital for further evaluation. In the afternoon, Iowa County deputies responded to the 100 block of East Keene Street in the village of Ridgeway in an attempt to arrest Christopher Madison, 42, on a valid Sauk County warrant. As a result of the investigation, Madison was taken into custody on the warrant and transported to Sauk County, where he was turned over to Sauk County's custody. And in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a traffic complaint in the area of the 1100 block of North Biquet Street in the city of Dodgeville. An Iowa County deputy conducted a traffic stop in that area. As a result of the investigation, Pedro Juarez Romero, 55, was arrested for operating after revocation, whereas Romero was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charge. Small business owners across southwest Wisconsin can get free hands-on training on how to put artificial intelligence to work in their day-to-day operations. The Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, supported by a USDA Rural Business Development grant and in partnership with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, is launching AI for Small Business, a workshop coming to five counties during the summer, including Richland and Iowa counties. The series is led by Michael Brown, founder of the Driftless-based AI consultancy Rise Above. The series teaches fundamentals about how to understand what AI tools can do and can't do, where AI tools can help, and what the real risks are. The sessions will also teach how to keep adapting as technology changes. Owners will leave with practical skills and the confidence to evaluate and adopt new tools on their own, not a single gadget that's out of date by next quarter. Each workshop includes hands-on practice, and attendees can opt in to one-on-one coaching to work through their specific business needs. The first session is Monday, July 13th, from 8:30 until 11 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Iowa County session will be held Monday, August 10th, from 9 until noon at the Iowa County Health and Human Services Community Room in Dodgeville. The sessions are free and open to local business owners. Registration is open now and space is limited. Business owners can reserve a seat at rise-above.net. You can get rid of your working and non-working condition electronics at the Electronic Recycling Donation Drive on Saturday from 9 until 8 at Goodwill in Richland Center. Drive up and donate your electronics for free, safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell Reconnect program. Items that will be accepted include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat screen TVs, cables and chargers, accessories, and more. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Governor Tony Evers of promoting fraud at a Wisconsin stop on Wednesday at the Milwaukee's Air National Guard base. Vance claimed the state's refusal to turn over Wisconsinites' personal information to keep receiving federal food assistance funding was a scam. I think the only plausible explanation for that is that he cares more about protecting illegal aliens than he does the good citizens of Wisconsin, Vance said. He endorsed 7th Congressional District Congressman Tom Tiffany for governor while talking about the White House's efforts to reduce Medicaid fraud. Vance also hosted a $10,000 a couple Republican fundraising dinner in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The field of Democrats running for Wisconsin governor is now down to 5. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley ended his campaign. In a statement released Wednesday, Crowley said it had become clear he would not be the Democratic nominee and that he is focusing instead on his position as county executive. Crowley's departure leaves State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison, State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and former Wisconsin Administration Secretary Joel Brennan in the Democratic race. Assuming more than one Democrat stays in the race, the winner of the August primary will likely face President Trump-endorsed Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. Wisconsin's premier car show will be running today through Saturday. Iola Car Show Managing Director Allie Johnson says this year's theme of America's Car Show and Swap Meet ties in with the nation's 250th anniversary.
We are doing red, white, and blue vehicles for our theme, and it's 1995 and older. On our poster, one of them is an AMC Javelin that has all three colors in it, which is just fantastic.
More than 1,000 volunteers provide staffing for the show. Special guests this year include 70s TV stars Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl and Song Kang from the Fast and Furious franchise. Find a complete schedule of events at iolacarshow.com. Wisconsin farmers will soon have more options when it comes to fixing their equipment. A multi-state settlement with John Deere requires the company to give farmers and independent repair shops access to key repair tools and resources. Attorney General Josh Call says the agreement will keep reducing costly delays and give farmers more control over repairs. The settlement follows allegations Deere limited repair options by requiring many fixes to be done through authorized dealerships. Deere will also be required to promote availability of those repair resources. Wisconsin homeowners and renters in several Wisconsin counties, including Sauk and Vernon and the Oneida Nation, with uninsured damage to their primary home, personal property loss, or disaster-related emergency needs due to the April storms and flooding, may now apply for FEMA assistance. If you have homeowners, renters, or flood insurance, you should file a claim before applying for FEMA assistance. FEMA cannot duplicate benefits for losses covered by insurance. If your policy does not cover all your disaster expenses, you may be eligible for federal assistance. FEMA may be able to help you if you are displaced, have serious needs, need temporary lodging, require basic home repair costs, lost personal property, or have other uninsured disaster-caused needs. When applying for assistance, you will need to provide your contact information, your Social Security number, a general list of damage and losses, annual household income, banking information if you choose direct deposit, and if insured, the policy number or the agent and or company name. If you need more information or additional help, call the FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362. Keep those boating safety tips in mind when on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says never operate a boat after using drugs or alcohol and make sure there's a Coast Guard-approved life jacket for every person on board. Check navigation lights before leaving the dock and keep extra batteries handy. Boaters should also monitor weather conditions closely and carry a radio, as sudden wind, lightning, and rough water can signal an approaching storm. And before you leave, let someone know where you're going and when you expect to return. Three children died and several were injured last week when a boat capsized on Lake Geneva during heavy storms. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released the 2025 economic impact data showing that tourism in the eight counties along the Wisconsin Great River Road tourism generated $980 million, which contributed to Wisconsin's tourism's fourth consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide all-time high visitation drove Wisconsin tourism's $27 billion in total economic impact last year. The 2025 economic impact at increase of 4.4% surpassed the previous statewide record of $25.8 billion from 2024. The boost in visitation, economic contributions from all corners of Wisconsin, including the Great River Road region and strategic investments in tourism promotion, drove the state's historic year for tourism. An Arkansas man charged with kidnapping a Beaver Dam teen pregnant with his child, reached a plea deal this week.
41-year-old Gary Day has agreed to plead guilty to one count of enticement by use of a computer to engage in criminal sexual activity and one count of production of child pornography. He faces at least 25 years in federal prison. A sentencing date has not yet been set. In February of last year, Day and the 16-year-old Beaver Dam girl who met online left the state, which prompted a multi-state Amber Alert. They were found over a month later at a truck stop in Nebraska. Day, meanwhile, also faces state charges in Dodge County, including child abduction. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Richland Center residents should be advised that Republic Services experienced mechanical issues yesterday. They are back today to finish up any routes that they were unable to complete yesterday.